That's Kansas, baby. Carry on, Wayward Son. Classic Rock 92.1. I played that because guess what, y'all? It's a little after 8, which means it's time for me, Misty Dawn, to call my new best friend, Ronnie Platt, lead singer for Kansas, on the phone. He's going to hang out with us for a little while. We'll see how long I keep him. So here we go. I'm getting the number dialed, and it's ringing.
Hello, this is Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. This is Misty Dawn at Classic Rock 92.1. I'm kind of geeking out. I'm definitely a huge fan of Kansas. And the big announcement this week that we announced that you and your buddies and Jefferson Starship and Molly Hatchet are coming to the big Rupp Arena area, the big amphitheater they're building out there. Brand new. It's going to be the show out there on October 9th.
It won't be brand new by the time we get done with it.
I would say raise the roof, but it's an amphitheater. So, shoot for the stars, right?
Right. I got to tell you.
What?
I'm really pumped for this show because I have been a lunatic Molly Hatchet fan since high school and never saw them play. Never seen them live. You know, it's the music. It's Southern boogie-woogie guitar. I always loved it. I would always throw their album on the turntable and play guitar and bass along with their tunes.
Yeah. You're going to be geeking out, aren't you? Like running out to the front stage, throwing your panties on stage. Blowing kisses out of, aren't you?
I'm going to have to bring an extra sequin thong with me.
I double dog dare you to do it, man. I'll even go shopping with you to find some. That's funny. Man, Ronnie Platt, I'm going to hang out with you a little bit longer. We're going to get in more trouble. Y'all keep rocking Classic Rock 92.1. Skid Row 18 Alive, Classic Rock 92.1. I feel like I'm 18 again. Hey, it's Misty Dawn. I'm getting to talk with one of my idols, the rock band Kansas. Their lead singer, Ronnie Platt, and I are just hanging out. And it's kind of cool because I've got my own daughter now. And when I told her I got to talk to you today, you know what she said? It wasn't, hey, Mom, that's the guy that sings for, you know, the band that sings Carry On, Wayward Son, or Dustin. They went, no. You know what she was geeking out about? The fact that you guys were on a couple of shows. Supernatural, the theme song for Supernatural is your all's.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge, that has like a cult following. Seriously, when she found out that I was talking to you and that you were the band that sang the Supernatural theme song, like she's texting all of her friends. They're all freaking out. And she and I were actually watching, we watched the series Walker. So when you guys came on, I became my 16-year-old self at the end of, you know, that show when you guys are playing. Like, oh my gosh, this is Kansas. And she was like, oh my gosh, Mom, what is wrong with you? And now that I get to talk to you, she was like, they're the guys that were on that show? And I'm like, yes, yes. So it's been a lot of fun. It's like come full circle.
It's so funny. One of the coffee shops back at home that I go to once in a while, and I happen to be wearing it right now. I have my Winchester Brothers shirt on. And it's so funny that the first time I wore the shirt and I went to the coffee shop at home, there's a girl behind the counter. She's just giving me that blank stare, you know?
Okay, weird. Yeah.
Staring like a laser beam through me. And she's like, where did you get that shirt? And I'm like, oh, I love that show. You know, and I'm like, my band does the theme song. And she's like, Wayward Son? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know, and then, of course, I have a picture of myself with Jared and...
Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell my daughter that. She will freak out about that one, too.
Jared, you know, and I whip out the picture of me standing with Jensen and Jared, and I actually thought she started to cry.
That is hilarious. It's so cool. You don't just stop with the old people like me. I mean, you're coming around to this whole generation that is getting to experience you through a whole new media outlet other than just being the dudes on Mom's radio.
Right. Even though we have one foot on a banana peel and the other in a bucket of Geritol, it is something. It is really something.
It's Misty Dawn. I'm still rocking with Ronnie Platt, lead singer from Kansas. They are coming in concert, y'all. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. Kansas, Jefferson Starship, Molly Hatchet going to be at the new Gatton Park Amphitheater behind Rupp Arena on October 9th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. I'm going to keep Ronnie on the phone with just a little bit longer. Keep rocking. Classic Rock 92.1. Any way you want it, babies. Classic Rock 92.1. It's Misty Dawn. I am still rocking out with Ronnie Platt, lead singer for Kansas. We're talking about the big concert that just got announced this week. Kansas, Jefferson Starship, Molly Hatchet coming for a big concert at the new Gatton Park Amphitheater behind Rupp Arena October 9th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. But, how do you become a rock star, Ronnie?
You know what? I might have been the lead singer for Kansas the last 11 years, but I have to tell you, I'm still the blue collar guy. Okay, question.
Yeah.
How many lead singers do you know can sweat copper?
I'm guessing just one, and his name is Ronnie.
Do you know what sweating copper is?
No, it sounds dirty, but what is it?
In plumbing.
Okay.
When you put in copper water supplies, you have to like weld those connections together. And when you use that solder, the process is called sweating.
No way.
Is melt the solder around those connections. Yeah.
That sounds really sexy. I can't help it. I'm like, you're working with tools, you're putting on the mask, you're doing some welding, that's hot.
Yeah, well, right now I'm in the process, I'm restoring the 68 Corvette.
No way!
It's my, departure from music, I drove a truck around the streets of Chicago and probably the Midwest, and I did that for 25 years.
So you were driving a truck, but then how did you get to be a rock star?
Well, my entire life, I've lived a double life.
Oh, okay.
From high school, I've always had a band. I had three working cover bands at one time. Truck driving allowed me to not only make a living, but also allowed me to keep pursuing music. I got into the band Shooting Star, and I was the lead singer of Shooting Star from 2007 to 2011. I think Kansas took note of me during that time because we did a couple of shows opening for Kansas. Then just getting the job in Kansas in 2014. And then
that's called destiny. That is awesome. I mean, that was just, it was always meant to happen. That was just really cool.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm here now. Got a lot of letters from people that just said, you're so inspirational that at age 52, you became the lead singer of such an iconic group that really gave hope to a lot of people not to give up on what they want to do.
That is really cool.
Only I will say at this point, when I get up on stage and I sing that first line, I'm 25 years old again.
But
by the time
cool.
I get back to the dressing room after the show, my body reminds me that I'm 63.
But you gave it all. Out there on stage, you're 25.
Right. It's mind over matter,
it
right?
It is.
Pay no attention to that 55-gallon drum of Bengay I have next to my bed.
You smell like wintergreen for the rest of the day.
Right.
That's hilarious. Well, we're excited to see you guys on October 9th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow with your buddies Jefferson Starship, Molly Hatchet on October 9th. And we're also going to be giving some tickets away here at Classic Rock 92.1. All right. Thanks, Ronnie, for hanging out with me. It's Misty Dawn hanging out with Ronnie Platt, lead singer for Kansas. And we're going to be giving away some tickets here soon. So keep rocking with Classic Rock 92.1.